So our first stop is on the eighth day. And it is interesting and fascinating to me that in a secular world, increasingly secular, increasingly turned away, in a world of many religions that throughout the world they begin the year with the name of Jesus. Because January 1st is the eighth day. And you watch on television and you see all the way from Australia, through China, through India, through the Middle East, and on to the West, people celebrating the beginning of the year. And the beginning of the year happens to be begun with the name of Jesus. It is the eighth day. The eighth day of Christmas, the day of the beginning of the new creation, is the first day of the new week. And of course, when we get to spring, Easter was called the eighth day by the early church. The day when Jesus rose from the dead. The day when there was the beginning of the new creation. But the eighth day in Luke chapter 2 is the day of the giving of the name. And as the name is given, now, do you remember Jesus' promise? When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself, and they are being drawn to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus prefigures all that He is for us. The Savior, the one born of the Virgin. The new start of the human race, the one who would lead us into the new life, the one who begins the resurrection. And it is not surprising then that the events of the eighth day should tell us about the suffering of the cross. When the time had fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. And the wood of the manger teaches us about the wood of the cross. And on the eighth day, of course, is the first shedding of the blood of Jesus.